Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting second. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Engel. Batting eighth. The DH, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Dave Collins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Tanana. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. And now, play ball. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is called out on strikes. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a line drive towards short. Romero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herndon. The throw from Gedman to Barrett and they have Herndon trapped. The throw over to Buckner, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Rice reaches second base with a double. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball four. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas takes first base on ball four. Baylor moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rice scores. Baylor moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. There goes Brookins. The throw from Gedman to second, and Brookins is out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Romero reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Romero moves to third. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 1 in the game. Coles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker is called out on strikes. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Coles moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Armas takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Engel scoops it up and throws to first, with Tanana covering, for the out. Baylor moves to third. Armas moves to second. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields the ball and throws to Hurst covering. Safe. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Engel moves to third. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Engel scores. Brookins moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coles hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Collins moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Romero strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett misplays the ball. That's an error on Barrett. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Engel hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Armas takes first base on ball four. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Collins moves to third. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it and throws to third for the out. Collins scores. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. It's 3-1, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Coles moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Herndon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon strikes out. One out. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Dave Engel. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bergman moves to second. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tanana fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Coles hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. Coles moves to second. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Armas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-3 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.